force.
All my ladies killing them. Right about now, this is the Fabulous remix. You be killing them.
Get them hands up. And if you really killing them, keep them hands up. Keep them hands up.
Fire Fridays.
Killing them. Get them hands up. All my ladies killing them. Get them hands up. And if you really killing them, keep them hands up. If you killing them.
You be killing them, girl, you be killing them. That girl bad, I mean better than a billion. I'ma let you know, girl, that's how real I am. Swagger on 100,000 trillion. Girl, I mean, look at you. I'm not gon' judge, cause I would've threw the book at you. See a murder case every time I take a look at you. We're the ladies who be killing them, and with that hook at you.
Now, when you put that on for me, all that I can say, baby, is damn, girl, look at you. Girl, you fly as fly could be. And all that I can say, baby, is damn, look at her. Girl, you look incredible.
So good, girl.
Flawless girl from head to toe.
Shout out to Sammy in the chat room.
You be killing that, girl. You be killing that. She do it with no
all my ladies, all my ladies representing New York City. I don't know why they love this song. They always swear they killing them.
Teardrops, baby. Killer tats. From New York to Cali, back down to Florence. From New York to Cali, back down to Florence. From New York to Cali, back down to Florida. Yeah. Shoes made by a foreigner, call a coroner.
Yeah.
They should arrest you, at least issue a warrant for the way you be killing them, Neo.
Bring it straight from the ADL.
From New York to Cali, back down to Florida. Her shoes made by a foreigner, call a coroner. They should arrest you, at least issue a warrant for the way you be killing them, Neo. Bring the chorus, bro.
Girl, when you put that on for me, baby, and damn, girl, look at you. Girl, you fly as fly could be. And all that I can say, baby, and damn, look at her. Girl, you look incredible. Girl, you killing me. Flawless girl from head to toe.
All my ladies killing them, get them hands up. And if you really killing them, keep them hands up. Keep them hands up. If you killing them, get them hands up. All my ladies killing them, get them hands up. And if you really killing them, keep them hands up. If you killing them.
Girl from head to toe. Ain't nobody touch you, no.
Wow, now that was some good music.
Fire Fridays 3 to 5.
Yup, yup.
Right now, getting into some brand new music. Busta Rhymes featuring Yummy.
Right. Listen, Stubby came home from the army and he lost his head. Saw his brother smile sitting on a lot of bread. Decided he told like Charlie. Never had the heart like Tookie. Broke foot Paul, used to rob Rookie. He came home from the army and he lost his head. Saw his brother smile sitting on a lot of bread. Decided he told like Charlie. Never had the heart like Tookie. Broke foot Paul, used to rob rookies. Remember weed bags and yellow envelopes. Moving out the Colgate building from apartment 2C. Urchins dipping in they Reebok pumps. Rocking bands. Banks, tight Sergio Valenzi, it's all juicy. G Money got knocked, Diggins started telling. So the big head filled Indian and Melon. Peasy still in the street like a teenager rebelling. Zanab lost enough weight. Cecile started swelling. Rest in peace to Bobby and Mike. Diggin with the speech ahead and little Willie got married. I was the best man at the wedding. Warren Stoops, Eddie got knocked, talking a lot. Front and never move. It's not a stop. Hooligan always would panic when they see a cop. Wanna never sit in the passenger seat of a drop. Warren older sister Fish Shine. Wendy would rock and talk loud for no reason. Licking anybody on the block. Why shot King, little brother got murdered with stumbles at the Pennsylvania Avenue pit stop. Ish drop while my thoughts travel and I walk about and tell a story and you're all saying around and talk about.
Always love our family, especially if we grew together. Heavy metal, let a man live. Live and die by the honor, respect the code of loyalty. Never bite the hand that always
been. Yeah. Let me talk to him.
I like this joint, you know what I mean? I like this joint. It's a good look to have Busta on the record. Shout out to Busta, you know what I mean? Got a minute to chop it up with him a couple weeks back.
Word,
good people.
Greedy, you get around, son.
I'll be moving, son.
When new music come out and Greedy already, you know what I'm saying? Talking with the artists. That's good luck, son.
Hey.
So working. I mean, you chat with Busta Rhymes, you said on the Reek the Villain?
Yeah, Reek the Villain video shoot back in January?
Mm-hmm.
Back in January. Mm-hmm. It's a real good look.
Alright, you chat with Busta, I'ma chat with Yummy.
Yeah. Let me talk to him. Right.
Fridays.
Chubby came home from the army and he lost his head. Saw his brother Smile sitting on a lot of bread. Decided he told like Charlie, never had the heart like Tookie. Broke foot Paul, used to rob rookies. Remember weed bags and yellow envelopes. Moving out the Colgate building from apartment 2C. Urchins dipping in they Reebok pumps. Rocking Banks, tight Sergio Valenzi, it's all juicy. G Money got knocked, Diggins started telling. So the big head filled Indian and Melon. Peasy still in the street like a teenager rebelling. Zanab lost enough weight. Cecile started swelling. Rest in peace to Bobby and Mike. Diggin' with the speech ahead and little Willie got married. I was the best man at the wedding. Warren Stoops, Eddie got knocked, talking a lot. Front and never move. It's not a spot. Hooligan always would panic when they see a cop. Wanna never sit in the passenger seat of a drop. Warren older sister Fish Shine. Wendy would rock and talk loud for no reason. Licking anybody on the block. Why shot King, little brother got murdered with stumbles at the Pennsylvania Avenue pit stop. Ish drop while my thoughts travel and I walk about and tell a story and you're all saying around and talk about.
Always love our family, especially if we grew together. Heavy metal, let a man live. Live and die by the honor, respect the code of loyalty. Never bite the hand that always give. And if the hand is ever bitten, instead of biting your own tongue, snitch on your family and run from. The only penalty is death. And as I lay you down, I still hug you with the passion of a loved one.
Rumor in the hood, Tech was a racist, got knocked. Heard he had coffee and donuts with the agents. Told him so many them because the agents was losing their patience. Started setting up wiretaps, whole block under surveillance. Goon sister did time, never dropped a dime. Whenever they questioned her, she turned deaf, dumb, and blind. 2-2 missing, GG, I miss him. 2006, I think, should be coming home for prison. Puma came home, and for that I'm happy to mention. Jail preserved the guard, nigga look younger than when he went in. End up on the wrong side,
on
the block, 40 left. When the window killed Shocker, brother Steve up on 45th. Then they killed Rachel in the back of the church. Think back and it hurts. See him carried in the back of the hearse. I wish he gathered them first. Watch his spirit spiral and surf into the heavens. Lay his body back in the dirt. Young with big money to chill. Interstate traffic, 500 gram of fish scale up in the Bonneville. This shit got hard. The only thing I regretted. Young niggas robbed each other's cribs on the block. The buildings connected. Despite the murders and the killings was on between each other. We helped the mothers get their shopping bags. Home. It's shit. It drop thoughts, travel, and I walk about. Tell my story, you ain't trying to talk about. Listen.
Always love our family, especially if we grew together. Heavy metal, let a man live. Live and die by the honor. Respect the code of loyalty. Never bite the.
She said, respect the code of loyalty. Name the song is called Always Love Thy Family. You know the rhyme, Busta Rhymes. Busta always like he always keep it real. This is a real simple song. Once again, the name of the song is called Always Love Thy Family, Busta Rhymes, featuring Yummy. So we had to like reach out. Now you got some people always driving, and you gotta tell them pull over. Yummy.
Hello.
Oh boy.
Yes, I want to be Yummy.
Easy greedy. How you doing, Miss Yummy Bingham?
Hey, what's going
on? Oh boy, it's another day in New York, another day in California. We in the ATL, this Flavor Radio. This is Fire Fridays. Did you pull over? Cause I heard they're giving points on the license if you're driving up in New York with the phone. Yo, you gotta tell them it's straight business right now.
That's it.
So the name of the song that we just played right in the background is called "Always Love Thy Family." So when we had to reach out to you, we had to understand this. You are now part of some conglomerate family right now. You are on a track with Busta. How serious is that?
Wow. Well, actually, "Always Love Thy Family" is about 6 or 7 years old. I've pretty much always been with Busta. So there was a conglomerate when it was still Flip, but Busta and I always had a work in the kitchen. So once the conglomerate was born, it was like, come on, like, you already moved that plug. No, I'm a free agent right now. I'm not with the label, so.
Okay.
But
okay.
I'm going to do that.
What's one of the biggest things you think you took away from that experience? Because I know it's got a weigh a toll on you. You know what I mean? Having been in the studio with Busta, and since y'all had a relationship that's been growing from before, I mean, it's got to just be, you know I mean, like a dream come true.
Yeah, it is. So I've accomplished the dream with him, and then also seeing how diligent he and consistent he is. I don't think I've ever come across any A-list artist and anyone considered an icon that has a work ethic that survives. Like, he lives, sleeps, eats, everything in the studio and on the stage. And this is for like 20 years he's like this, if not more. So to just still see him going as hard as building his garden is, I can't learn anything better than that to be on my show.
for those who don't know, if Yummy was a young artist back then, if somebody's gonna say, "Oh yeah, I remember," what is there different to expect right now? Cause you got the Willow Smith hairstyle going right now. Like, I know you created that all on your own, but people are still gonna see you and be like, "Oh my gosh, she's like 18, 21 years old right now."
I know, right? That's what it looks like, but. The Willow Smith is actually very much so of what a Yummy Bingham would have been like at her age.
True, true.
So what you would expect now is pretty much the feel, just Yummy Bingham. When it comes to keeping the feel, this is my year to expose who I've always been but wasn't allowed to be. So you're going to get more of a rock side of me. You're going to get a pop side of me. You're going to get a gospel side of Yummy. You can get a hip hop side all day, but you know, I just want to be the universal me that I've always wanted to display.
All right, well, we gonna hear some vocal styles. We gonna let people hear just a little bit more of your vocal styles, and we can get right back to the interview.
Okay.
Instead of biting your own tongue, snitch on your family and run from. The only penalty is death, and as I lay you down, that's the hug you with the passion of a loved one.
Yeah. Let me talk to him. Right. Listen. Chubby came home from the army and he lost his head. Saw his brother Smile sitting on a lot of bread. Decided he told like Charlie, never had the heart like Tookie. Broke foot Paul, used to rob rookies. Remember weed bags and yellow envelopes. Moving out the Colgate building from apartment 2C. Urchins dipping in they Reebok pumps. Rocking banks tight, Sergio Valente, as his ass all juicy. G Money got knocked, this and started telling. So the big head Phil in the end of melon. Peasy still in the street like a teenager. Bellin's a nab, lost enough weight. Cecile started swelling, rest in peace.
Always love thy family, especially if we grew together. Every match, let a man live. Live and die.
Listen to the vocals of Yummy.
Code of loyalty,
featured on this song here with Busta Rhymes. It was always something special about her style. Like she said, her vocals, you know what I'm saying? She wasn't just young cookie cutter.
Definitely. She, you know, she's reminiscent of Chrisette Michelle.
I like
that soulful feeling. That
exactly.
You hear the soulful ad-libs in the background right there.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I like it.
Like she said, she took some time off, got her family together, got her life together. Look, like she said, what, 11 is restructure, reorganized.
Yeah. Boy, some of them years were some landmark years.
I'm saying.
That Rockwilder link, the flip mode link.
Yeah. Original flip mode.
Yeah. For real. The shiny suits and, you know what I mean? The spliff star jumping out with the big goggles and Busta chasing giraffes in the museum.
Boy. Always loved our family. Live and die by the honor. Listen to the vocals of Yummy featured on the track with Busta Rhymes, y'all.
Always love our family, especially if we grew together. Every match, let a man live. Live and die by the honor. Respect the code of loyalty. Never bite the hand that always give. And if the hand is ever bitten, instead of biting your own tongue, snitch on your family and run from. The only penalty is death. And as I lay you down, I still argue with the passion of a loved one. La 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 la.
Talk about come get it, come get it. Tell you about these singers, about these rappers. Matter of fact, I don't know. Some might claim that she's a rapper and a singer.
Think so?
Yeah. Find out. Yummy.
Yeah.
Let me put on the good voice right
now.
Yeah. She from Fusion Queens. Yeah. What do you classify yourself as? Are you a straight singer? You like sing J, you straight rap?
Do both. So, I mean, I just, like I said, I'm a singer with a little, I'm a hip-hop singer. My foundation, the music I started to record and experiment with was hip-hop. So, I'm definitely a hip-hop singer. I've pretty much been bred by a rapper. It don't get no better.
She said it don't get no better. Now we got to ask some real simple questions, because we got somebody in here who claimed Brooklyn. Whatever. And for some reason, your bio says Queens all over it.
Mm-hmm.
No disrespect to Queens. No disrespect to Queens.
Right.
But are you still repping Queens? Like is Queens still on the map?
All day. Everywhere. Like,
See all these, Queens people. Prodigy came home and everybody chest is real high.
I ain't got nothing to do with Prodigy.
I don't know him.
I'm from the side of Queens than me. I'm from Southside Jamaica, Queens.
You hear? You hear how the voice gets so so escalated right there?
Tell you, that's why I love New York girls.
So Yummy Yummy still represents Southside Jamaica, Queens. And the same time, when it comes to summertime in New York, explain, like, what's the best things to do in New York? Because I ain't been in New York for a minute.
Oh, man. I mean, the carnival's everywhere. So that's the first thing. You got to get you some cotton candy and some funnel cake.
Yup.
Word.
Yup. Black parties. I swear, I hate in the summertime because that's when all the tourists and everyone come and crowd the streets. There's so much entertainment you'll find just pulling out your flip phones. Like, you can make your own reality show just standing on 42nd Times Square.
Yeah, I mean, I still make my trips back up to Brooklyn and go check my people in Queens, too. I got people on the South Side of Jamaica, too. Shouts to Mark Exclusive, my DJ homie out there. But yeah, okay. definitely gotta miss them New York summers. Ain't nowhere else like New York in the summertime.
There's always block parties in Brooklyn, though. I say that. Shout out to Best Time Bush with AOC on block parties.
You see? She know.
She know?
They ain't got no block parties in Atlanta.
No, for real, yeah. Word up. So where else? Cause you know Greedy smash clubs. Greedy. I'm the radio DJ, and I send Greedy. Greedy like really goes in on the hip hop thing.
You
so.
Send me.
I send you. Send. I'm your boss. So what else is really popping in Queens? Like we said, if we need to go on tour, the pizza, the barbershop.
Oh, you said the right word. Mm-hmm. Margarita's Pizza is some of the most popping pizza you will ever taste in your life.
Margarita. Pizza.
Margarita is dying.
Hey.
It's really popping. Shopping is popping on Jamaica Ave.
True.
Get you some kicks.
I don't care what nobody say. The best beef patties in New York are on Jamaica Ave.
The best beef patties.
Yes. Best Margarita's got them too.
You plugging for them.
Yeah, she plugging for them.
I am. I've been going to them since I was a baby, and now I take my daughter and we go get some pizza.
Oh, you need to sign them up as a sponsor.
Got Yummy parked in front of Margaritas right now. Live broadcast. Well, the same way, you know, the Flavor Radio, we are Caribbean radio station, and Fire Friday is the official hip-hop show. So how do you feel? Like, because we know Jamaica Queens full of Jamaicans, full of West Indian people. So, and we know Busta. You know old Busta go down in that thing, you know.
Exactly, all day.
So you comfortable with the Jamaicans around you? Know you got Busta gunning for you, got Spliff, Trini Posse.
Listen, at the end of the day, I used to get mistaken for being Jamaican because my wine was too thick when I was little.
Word?
Yeah. Yes. Then when I got older, my features, my nose, my lips, you know, me being colorful, it was like, are you Jamaican? Are you the sanitary? I got a little island in me. My mom is Dominican and black. But my best friend, Coley, shout out to Coley. She's Jamaican and she's always been a Rasta. She's always been a bad gal around me, like, my whole life. So I love Jamaican. I love the whole culture. I would love to go to Jamaica one day.
I got you. Well, Greedy, you got her?
Yeah, I got her.
Because, you know, my funds is kind of low right now. So, yeah, Greedy got you.
So, just send us. Like how you send me to the club. Send it to Owee.
Matter of fact, yeah. So, we definitely going to line it up. We got a lot of things going August right here. The Flavor Radio. We having our anniversary. And, yeah, we got some sponsors. We doing some things.
Yeah, so we may have to reach out for you. We have to bring Yummy to the A. When's Yummy coming to the A?
When is Yummy coming to the A? Looking towards next month or June. I have some writing I gotta
be
down. So.
There you go. No doubt. And you took the transition. Why the time that we didn't hear from Yummy, we didn't see Yummy on Facebook. We didn't see Yummy on Twitter. All of a sudden, Yummy is back with a single with Busta, doing some songwriting. Like, seriously, like what was that time off?
Exactly. It was definitely family time. I was blessed to have a beautiful little girl. Like I said, in 2007, her name is Aviella. She'll be 4 in September. So I've just been adjusting to being a mom. And I just wanted that one-on-one relationship so that my daughter wouldn't be too respected her nanny rather than respected her mother.
Right.
You know, my family comes first. Like, I'm on a worldwide tour and something's going on at home, I'm getting on the next plane smoking.
That's how you gotta be, yo.
Now, segueing right into that, you know, Atlanta got some different laws when it comes to child rearing and discipline. So, I need to ask you, you know, before we hear about it in the paper, does that discipline? Do you remember the belt, and do you use the belt for that 4-year-old right now?
Now, I remember the belt very, very vividly. But I don't use the belt on her. Like, fortunately enough, my daughter respects my tone of voice. Mm-hmm. And just even my facial expressions to get herself together rather than me having to slash her or thrash her. Like,
that's a good radio
and
answer.
She's really little. Like, you tell her to go to bed, she breaks up crying. You know, so I don't got to use a belt.
Shout out all to all the parents right there. And like you said, family comes first. But then now music. What's next with music? Like, seriously, this is a very big song. Even if some people say, oh, you only featured on it. Nah, the song is set. Song will get spins. Buster the conglomerate. So, but like you said, you're coming to do some work in the A in June. What else are we going to expect under Yummy Straightforward for 2011?
I mean, all I'll say is you'll expect a new sound. You know, and what's our new message? I'm going along the lines of being inspirational, because a lot of my life and what I've understood is influencing a lot of people. A little bit of my life story that I share, and people tell me they can relate, and they tell me that they feel healing sometimes. And, you know, I just love to be that type of influence rather than telling little girls to sing songs like "Is It Good to You" or "Come Get It," being, you know, freaky and raunchy.
Word.
And when it's like, you can always try to channel the audience you want to market to.
Definitely.
But children are always going to be the number one consumer.
Definitely.
You know, and for me to see that they were singing those kind of songs that I wrote, I felt bad. So now I'm like, I'm going to be on a more cleaner line of things. But my honesty is always
going to
be graphic.
All right, Yummy, so I got one more question for you. Any genre, any age period, who is the most important female artist that has influenced your career and your music choices?
I got to say one.
All right, I'll give you two.
I'll definitely say Mary. Definitely Mary J. Blige. And I would have to say, not just because she's my godmother, but because she, like, hands-on taught me. Shaka Khan.
Whoa.
Shaka Khan?
That's a big one.
Shaka Khan?
Yeah. Whoa.
Shaka Khan?
Like, Shaka's a dope songwriter. Aside from that, she's an amazing performer. Aside from that, she's one of the baddest female drummers you will ever meet.
Word.
She's so dope. I play the drums, but she lives the drums. Like, her and Stella E, like, they go in.
Nice. I like that list. I'm glad I gave you two now.
Thank you.
Well, Yummy, it's been real cool. Real cool, you know what I mean? I definitely want to wish you the best. We here at The Flavor definitely wish you the best and support you in all your future endeavors. When you come to the A, you got to check us out, yo.
Absolutely. Yo. One question.
Greedy's in the club, so if you need VIP with the bouncer, just Greedy.
Just holler at me, yo. Tell people where they can follow you at on Twitter.
I got you. Well, you can follow me at Yummy B for You. That's Yummy, Y-U-M-M-Y, the letter B. The number 4
is
the letter U.
Well, I mean, we appreciate you stopping by with us. You know what I mean? Hip-hop, number one hip-hop show on The Flavor Radio. This is Fire Fridays. It's your boy DJ Greedy in the studio with Ja Prince. Yummy, we appreciate you, baby girl.
I appreciate that. Big shout-out to the conglomerate. And I want to go to Todd Diggs when I come to the X.
Oh, yeah, we out.
Oh, yo,
say
for,
no more.
Sure. Thank you.
Later.
Boy, do you know what you're really asking me for?
said this was part of her heritage right here. She might not be singing these songs no more, Greedy.
Hey, son.
She may not be singing Come Get It. That may not happen no more.
Hey, son. Hey, son.
Boy, a lot of hip-hop DJs out there hit me up. Do remember you can follow Yummy B4U on Twitter.
Yeah, I mean.
Song feature Jadakiss. Like the song feature Jadakiss, son.
Yo, shout out to this TwitCon.
Yeah. Make sure you follow Yummy. Make sure, yo, she's good people.
Yeah, good people for real.
Agree. She's doing her business. She's about her money. She about her pizza. She all about Queens too.
I like her focus. Her focus good. You know what I mean? And the fact that she picked Mary and Shaka really speaks to that.
Exactly. Take note for that. Yeah. Young listeners. Go Google Shaka Khan. You should already know Mary, but understand that Mary was, you know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
A very transitional artist. Because she's sung a lot of, you know?
Yeah. And
Be Happies, and now definitely. She's real mature. She's stronger.
Definitely. Even all the Family Affairs.
Exactly.
And Just Fine.
Exactly. Been around the hip-hop game, Busta, Puffy, Biggie, and now she's on some John Legend status, you know?
Definitely.
Literally.
That's a whole other echelon.
I like it. One more from Yummy right now, and then, boy, she got a song with Fab, Red Cafe back in the day.
Fridays.